The Psukah de Zimra, it's called Psukah de Zimra Pshutai because it's Zmiris. The Zmiris of Ashrei and the Pirkei Tehillim that come afterwards, the Halalukas that come afterwards. However, the Rikanti from the Rishonim, and it's brought down in the Shlo and the Matan Rishe and other Acharonim, ready for hundreds of years ago, the Rikanti is from the Rishonim, ready, says the Psukah de Zimra. Zimra is from Lashon of Leisizmor, Kamacha Leisizmor, to cut down, to be cursed. It's because the Psukah de Zimra is the Akdama to the Tefillah, and therefore it cuts away any of the Ma'akvim that are in between. It says, Sakoisa ba'anon loch mi'avor Tefillah. It says that there's different Ma'akvim, different Kreiches Atumo, Kilo, that the Tefillah has to bypass to be able to get up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is Zimra, this cuts it away and allows it to get by. This is already Kinira Kipshuta, if the Rishonim are bringing it down, Shuta al Derech HaSoyd, but that's what he's teaching up Psukah de Zimra is. And I think that is really one of the Ikar Nekudas of Tefillah, is the Havana that even things that we can't see and we don't see with our own eyes, that's the whole Indian of Tefillah. The Indian of Tefillah is to believe that they exist, despite the fact that we can't see them. And like the Mishul Sharma says, that the most difficult aspect of Tefillah is to be makir that you're speaking, that there's somebody on the other side, that you're actually speaking to somebody. Beli Lapin, somebody came once came into yeshiva in Kfar Hasidim. Beli Lapin was a mashkiach. It was a friar person, I think. And afterward, they came in the middle of davening. And they asked him, what did you see? So he said, I saw a lot of people swaying back and forth. And I saw an old man in the front that was talking to somebody. There was somebody there. He says that there was somebody that he were able to be makir that he had akara that he's speaking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's, like the Mesil Sharm says, that's maybe the most difficult part of Tefillah, is to realize that you're, even though he says matis witness, you could get to that, but to realize that you're speaking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he's standing there and listening to your Tefillah, and that there's kriches there that you have to be zomer, and that, like the Gemara says, that dvar ma'im de brumah shel olam, that it's every tefillah has the koyach to be mesakener lomay, to believe that every koyach, every tefillah has that koyach, and that if you don't do everything, then it says that the Magen Misharim told the Beis Yosef not to skip around, even though the halacha is if a person comes late. So then he's supposed to say Baruch Shamar, Ashra Yishtabach, which is the ikur. Really, Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach is just the sandwich, the bracha before and then afterwards of the tefillah of David that you're supposed to say. After this, the Tilo Dov, like we mentioned before, and they're Masakin do all the Halalukas. But that's the Iker Psukah de Zimra. He says, don't, if you end up sleeping late and therefore having to skip, he says, you're Mahapich Betiner. What does it mean? I don't know what it means, Mahapich Betiner. One thing that I do know is that obviously there are Kreiches there and you're not doing the thing Kafi. That's, like we're saying now, that's one of the Inyanim of Tfilah is to Fashtay, that even though there's things that you cannot see, you cannot understand Zikr, that's the koyach of tefillah. But that's for the things that we don't see. There's very often in tefillah that we do have the yichilus to see it. We do have the yichilus to see our tefillah is being answered very clearly. This week's parasha says, Eke asher eke. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yemer Moshe al Elokim. Mi anochi? He says, what am I going to say? When they ask me, Amr li ma shemayim ma yomer aleichem. What am I going to tell Klaus? What's your name? Vayomer Elokim, the Ramban says, which mida are you being megala to Klai Yisrael? Vayomer Elokim el Moshe, eke asher eke, vayomer koyim somer lebnei Yisrael, eke shulchani aleichem. So he understands, he says, ki Moshe omer lefon of Yisbarach, says the Ramban, vamru li meshamoy, shiyagin lehem Hashem, shiyira hayro shlema al mitzius valash gocho. Give me the name, which is the biggest proof that you exist and that you're Mashgiach. They don't have to ask for my name. Whatever Torah that they're in, Eke, I will be with them in their matzav. Wherever they daven, I will be with them. And that's the biggest raya. Haraya hagadoyla. It's really a pasuk in Dvarim. The biggest right to the Ribbono Shel Olam is that you call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he answers you. Does he always answer you on the spot? Do you always know what the answer is? I got it, somebody told me, Adam Choshev, but he told me that there's a certain feel to say every time that you're in a matzav of Safik, you don't know what to do. two options in front of you, you're not sure which one to do. So he says that there's a little tefillah to say. One sent me the tefillah, I think. And he told me that come out every time that he says the tefillah, sometime over the course of the day, he falls around in kopa machshava, he says. He gets a machshava in one of the two ways of what he should do. What does it mean, falls around in kopa machshava? Who put the machshava there? Right? The Targum Yonasan says, he says, don't say kreich v'yetim lel diyas lel yisaz el zek. What does it mean? Says the Targum Yonasan, he gives you the eitzah, the brainstorm, right? I had a brainstorm. Who put that machshav inside your mind? What do you mean you had a brainstorm? You sat down and you had a brainstorm. What'd you do? I thought about it a lot. And how are you zeichet to the brainstorm? Ribbono Shel Olam put that thought into your mind. So Kadosh Baruch Hu drops. There's different ways that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can answer you. Sometimes he can hand you, like a chenira b'deisa, he hands you something from the Shemayim. Most of us are not zeichet to that. And sometimes it's falter ein in kop. He puts in a machshava. That's also answer from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And very often you do that with your tefillahs. To a certain extent, the Kadosh Baruch Hu answers one way or another. If you're meisim leiv, you'll see that Kadosh Baruch Hu does answer. Sometimes the answer might be no, and sometimes the answer, you'll get a hint here or there to what the tefillah is. Lamaisa, Ein Mikra Yetim Yidei Pshuta, like we said, Amsubi the Zimmer Lachara is from a lashon of Zemer, to be Mazamer, to sing, and a person who's Mizbainin in Baruch Shomar and in Pesukim de Zimra, Lachor will bring him to Zimra. As a matter of fact, the Torah paskins in Siman Nun Aleph. He paskins Chayiv Adam. He says that a person is Chayiv to say Baruch Shomar, Bekol Noim Vishir of a Zimra or something, is his Lashon. He says, you're Chayiv to say it in a Lashon of a Zimra, Pesukim de Zimra. We'll see maybe just a little bit to touch on just the first half of Baruch Shomar, which is the Akdamah to Baruch Shomar. There's the Hagdama, and then there's where the bracha starts. Baruch Ata Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam. So the first part says Baruch Shomar V'Hayo Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu Omar V'Hayo Olam. Baruch. We'll get to bracha when we get up to the bracha. What the Baruch means. But Baruch Shomar V'Hayo Olam. He said a maimer. He said a statement, and the entire world was created. Where there's ten mamars. They all, through the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur, Amira, he created the entire world. If you think about it, how many things do you have? I remember there was once, I heard about a certain type of people that they like, they don't have more than 100 things in their house, 100 items in their house. Now for Yid, that's Zichron HaShayach, because Yid has to have a lot more than that. But if you think about how many things you have in your house, how many items you have in your house, hundreds if not thousands of items in your house. Think about how many things there are in the world. How many bugs and how many creatures and how many things? That was in a mimer. All that was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu in one mimer. Kadosh Baruch Hu created all the different types of beetles and cockroaches and ants and flies and ticks and everything else all in one mimer. All the animals and all the everything and all the water and all the plants and all the... That's another mimer. But everything was the mimer of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch She'omar V'Hayoylam. Baruch Hu, like we mentioned in the past, Baruch Hu is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's actually a Baruch Hu U'Baruch Shemoy at the end. Splits it up. Baruch Hu is just a way to be, it's not another bracha, Be'etem. Baruch Hu, when you say the Shem Hashem, so then you say Baruch Hu. You say Misha Omar V'Hoya Olam. I saw Mishnah today, Mishnah Zvachim says, the Shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach. One of them is the Shem Misha Omar V'Hoya Olam. The Lashon of the That's the way referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misha Amar V'Oyolam Baruch Hu. Baruch Oysa Bereshis. Oysa Bereshis means Oysa is Behoive. He's constantly being Oysa Bereshis. HaMechadosh B'chol Yom Tuvei Ma'aseh Bereshis. Every second HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day is creating the world. Every second is creating the world. There's a very nice chapter from, I mentioned in the past, of Dessler. Dessler says about Kfitzas HaDerech, that what's Pshat in Kfitzas HaDerech? Yaakov Avinu Kofta Lo Ya'aretz. Says if you'd be standing there in between Choron and Hara Maria, so you would have all seen Yaakov Avinu flying by atop at breakneck speed. Like if you're in between Hara Maria, you get knocked over. Like what happened? So he says, no, Kfitzas HaDerech. All the times you hear of Kfitzas HaDerech, we never heard that the person was flying to there. The Kfitzas HaDerech is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being buried every second, the world Michadash. Generally, when he's buried Michadash, he's buried everything the exact same Atzev that it was before him. And if you drop something, he's buried a slightly little bit lower down than it was before. And lower down than it was before. And lower down than it was before. So until it hits the floor. And then he's buried continuously on the floor. When he does Kvitzas Aderech, he's buried Yaakov Avinu in one place, and the second, instead of being buried right there, he's buried them in a different place. So there's a constant bria of the world, and depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, generally what we call Teva, which is the continuous Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's he's buried in the same Masev. Sometimes when we bury somewhere else, Baruch Oise Bereishis, every second it's the scheme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Oimer Vaisa, Baruch Grizer Makayim. It's not clear. Baruch Oimer Vaisa sounds like the same thing that we're talking about before. And Oimer Vaisa is he creates the world. But Oimer Vaisa is Lachur, the Pashas means is referring to anything afterwards. What he tells the Nevi'im, what he tells anything that happened after the Bria's Olam, that's any zero, anything that's going to happen after the original Bria, that's not included in the Bria, anything that's going to happen afterwards, that's Oimer Vaisa. It's also within Amira. Baruch Grizer Makayim. It's not clear what. Gerizer Makayim, why is that a Milo? Gerizer Makayim sounds like Gzer is generally an Einish. Gerizer, Kra Reg Gzer Dinenu. Gerizer Makayim, he's Gerizer to bring an Einish, and he's Makayim. That's our bracha that we're giving to the Rebbeinu Shlomo in the middle of all the rest of the Tehillim. So, it's actually a lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says this. The Gemara says, in Brachis, somebody that sees a place in Bava where they were Iker and Aveda Zara, says, Ro Mokam Shanaitli Mimenu Ocha, Oimer Baruch Oise, Baruch Oimer Vaise, Gerizer Makain. The lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is Baruch Oimer Vaise, Baruch Gerizer Makain. That, and Rashi says, Gerizer Makayim, Shegozer Lashmid Amikim, he was Gozer to be Mashmid, Shegoyim, Davei Dazara, and he won. So you could say that it's Taka going on the Goyim, it's going on Baruch Gerizer Makayim, that to get rid of Davei Dazara. Oh, even it's Gerizer Makayim, referring to the. But I once heard a Pshat, a very nice Pshat, it was a certain Rebbe, I forgot who it was, who was thrown in jail. And once he was thrown in jail, so he decided that he doesn't have a rush to finish davening. He's going to daven every word and think about it till he understands what every single word means. I mentioned the story yesterday, it came up actually. Somebody once went to jail. Certain Rav went to jail and he davened with the Olam, the davened Shachris with the Olam. I went to go visit him. Kitzer, he saw at the end of Shachris, in the middle of a lane where everybody's taking off their tefillin and wrapping them up. Kitzer, they finished. He said to them, Mela, when you were back home and you had to run to work, that's for Shteyach, you have to take off your tefillin. Here, where you going? You're here anyhow. What's the rush? Why do you have to take off your tefillin? Which is a big Yisrael Bukhlal with regard to davening Shmoneh Esrei. You're planning on staying at least for Chazaras HaShatz, right? I don't know what's going to happen after that. So then you have up until the end of Chazaras HaShatz to finish your tefillah. So you're not in a rush. We're not in a rush. You might as well take advantage of the time you're there. So he said he came to Baruch Gerizer Makayim. He said, Baruch Gerizer Makayim, he understood, he says, when Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a gzirah, then he's Makayim. He gives the Kreichas also to be Makayim. Even when whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does for a person, he also gives the person the Kreichas to be Makayim that thing. And even though we don't understand sometimes, when we look at certain people in certain Masavim, how are they able to survive? That's also a bracha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that even though there's a certain Masav, Baruch Gerizer Makayim, he gives the Kreichas to be Mekayim. Baruch Oimer. Oimer is always a Lashon of Amira, a Lashon of Raka. Even when he's doing something good, Oimer Va'isa, anything that he says is going to be happen in the future, Oimer Va'isa, Baruch Gezer Mekayim, his Gezer gives the Kreches to be Mekayim. For the person to be able to be Mekayim. Baruch Merachem al Ha'aret, Kodesh Baruch was Meshatev in Midas Avdin, Midas Arachamim. When he created the world, he didn't create it just with Midas Avdin. Rosh Ha'in Oilem is Kayim. Which means that in the Etzem Bria, in the Etzem Oret, is Midas Arachamim. But it's not just on the Bria. Baruch Merachim al Abriyas. Because the Baruch Merachim on the Briyas, it's not just on the Kim of the Min or the world itself. It's on each and every individual of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mityachis and Merachim on the person. Baruch Chai Lan Rekem Lanet. Baruch Mishalam Sachar Tov Lireyo. What does Mishalam Sachar Tov Lireyo? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you do something, the Kadosh Baruch Hu pays you back. Ah, if somebody didn't do that, you would say that the guy is Tamar Rasha. What's the great Milos of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Baruch Mishalim Sachar Tov Lireyo. So first of all, there's really two nekudas that are there. Baruch Mishalim Sachar Tov Lireyo, Everybody gives schar Torah, even the Rishonim. But for tzaddikim, he gives the schar Torah. He gives something which is beyond what they deserve, maybe, or in the next world, something which is more than the schar they deserve. And this bechlal, Baruch B'Shalom Sachar Torah, is that, like the Medrash says, Chazal say that you never did anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam before the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you that thing. You never gave him a bracha before he gave you the koyach to breathe. You never made a maika before he gave you a house. You never gave him everything. You never did bris milah before he gave you a son. You never did anything that you do for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's only after he already gave you something to him. So it's not, as my ninth grade Rebbe used to say, you don't get a medal for wearing pants. In other words, for doing something. What does it mean? That's what you're here for. If you don't do that, then you don't belong. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. You're not going to at least give him back what he does, but nevertheless, Baruch Mashalom Sachar Toiv L'Yireyo. He still gives you Sachar Toiv, even though everything comes from him. And the Koyach is Kimi Yadcha Koyel Kimi Mcha Kol Miyadcha Nusan Ulach. Right? Everything comes from you, and anything that I give back, any tzedakah that I'm giving, is the money you gave to me. I'm just giving it back to you. Sometimes we see that it's tzaddik v'rali. What's mashalim sefer teiv? And then it says afterwards, the Iyun Tfiya says, it says baruch chay la'ad v'kem l'netzach. That Kodesh Baruch was chay la'ad. Chay la'ad. La'ad means to the end of the bria. Kem l'netzach means nitzchi. It's past the end of the bria. Kodesh Baruch was chay la'ad v'kem l'netzach. That means that even if you don't see the tashlum gemul, the star of the tzaddik, it'll either come later after the person's after your nifter, you're not going to see it because this baruch was chay la'ad till the end of the bria, or it's bechal the nitzchi is the yom shikul le'arach na'ilam habo. Kum tois that entire hagdama to baruch shomar is the avar the hoyven osin baruch shomar v'hoy oilam baruchu baruch oisem master bracious the avar the hoyve baruch oimer v'oisem baruch oisem makayim everything the constant oisem master bracious and baruch chay la'ad v'kel le'netzach is going to be forever nitzchi. The only shal is, how do we understand the last? Baruch Poi Domaskel. How does that fit in here? What does that have to do with it? So I think maybe, Shuto, you can say, Poi Domaskel, didn't seem Poi Domaskel, Kiyodua, the album says it, so that's the term. Poi Domaskel means that once the person isn't already a massive of trouble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Poi Domaskel, the Shachas. He takes him out. He's, Umatzel means that you protect him, you save him before he gets into the massive. Melech Oizer, Umayshi, Umogin. Melech Oizer, Moshiach. Moshiach, he takes you out of a bad master. Umogin, that you shouldn't get out of master. Poyde umasim. That's betzim all tefillah. This is the summary, as we're about to start Baruch Shomar, this is the summary of everything that we're davening for. Everything that we're davening for is to either a poyde or a masim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please take us out of this situation, help us out of this situation, or be matzel that we shouldn't get to such a situation. So, Mela, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we first give a little bit of an outline. Ovar, Hoyve, Vosid, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're going, Baruch Poyde, Umatzel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help us, be Poyde us, and be matzel us that we shouldn't come to any matzel that we're not interested in.